The 2024 Olympics are coming to an end, but in the lead up to and during the games, French authorities cleared thousands of homeless people out of Paris. Police have cited security reasons, but homeless advocates see it very differently. Ross Cullen of Feature Story News reports from Paris.
This is home for a night for Mamadou. He and his wife share this small tent. One backpack is all they have. The tents were set up by a migrant support group that got permission to use an empty building on the outskirts of Paris.
Right now, I would say it's hard to integrate if you don't have somewhere to sleep. It's difficult. It's difficult.
In 2018, Mamadou came to work in France from one of its former colonies, Senegal, in West Africa. After years in immigration limbo, he now has his legal papers, but says he and his wife are traumatized by how they are treated. Earlier this year, she suffered a miscarriage when the couple was attacked here in Paris.
It's hellish. Sometimes we sleep in the streets, sometimes at train stations. We can be assaulted. Our belongings were stolen. The only bag I have today is one backpack, one pair of shoes, and just what I'm wearing.
There are 100,000 homeless people like Mamadou living in and around Paris, but not enough shelter to house all of them. Last year, the French government began busing the homeless, many of whom are migrants, to temporary shelters across the country. Activists call the months-long campaign social cleansing. Those who remain in Paris often live in tents like these. Action groups installed this demonstration as a protest to try to force the government to provide more support to the homeless community. This is the image the French government sought to avoid as they prepared for the Paris Olympics. Now and every night, activists from aid organisation Utopia 56 meet the homeless in Paris to find a place for them to sleep. They say they do what they can when state support falls through. Nathan Lecoeur is the group's accommodation coordinator.
La politique de l'État en matière d'hébergement d'urgence et de logement est inexistante.
Government policy on emergency accommodation and housing is non-existent. It is even damaging and totally aggressive towards these people. In other words, these people end up on the streets, and that's a political choice. It's a choice made by the government.
In northern Paris, police cleared the area that used to be a homeless encampment. It's now an empty lot. Boats meander past what used to be a tented community. The French sports minister denies social cleansing is taking place. Amélie Oudéa-Castéra says emergency accommodation policy decisions have nothing to do with the Olympics. Some people still live in this district, in tents partially hidden behind a hedge, harder for police patrols to spot. And Paris works to keep community support systems like this open for them, offering free showers. Anyone can come. No questions are asked. But city authorities argue more respect should be shown to vulnerable people. Léa Filoche is the deputy mayor of Paris for refugee protection. She says the French government's policy is hostile to migrants.
La politique migratoire de ce gouvernement depuis 4 ans n'est pas une politique d'accueil.
The policies today force people to stay on the streets where they can't access their rights, where they don't have any dignity. For the last 4 years, the government's migration policy has not been welcoming to migrants. In fact, it's been quite the opposite. Olympics or not, I am against this policy because this is not how we should resolve the situation.
And activists say authorities silence any mention of displacement. The other side of the medal is a collective group of associations and activists focusing on the social impact of the Paris Olympics. This week, they staged a collage of portraits of people who used to live on the streets. While we were filming, law enforcement arrived. The presence of dozens of police officers underlined the tensions surrounding anything concerning migrants in Paris, including art.
Nous d'habitude quand on est confronté aux forces de police sur les quais c'est pour dégager des personnes qui vivaient là sous la tente.
Usually when we see the police it's to move on people living in tents on the riverside. Today it's to prevent us from expressing something about that issue.
These Olympics have impacted homeless immigrant Nicolette. French authorities transferred her out of Paris before the games began. But every day she has to make her way back to the capital to access food for her and her five-month-old daughter.
Unfortunately, due to the Olympic Games, when I called the emergency support number, they said you can't remain here. They offer the suburbs or different towns far away, not here in Paris.
Nicolette came from Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of the Congo on a grueling path that led through Turkey to Greece. And eventually, she made it to France, seeking a chance at a better life.
I'm looking for an apartment where I can stay, and then I will look for work. But how can I work if I have nowhere to stay? I'm stuck.
And even as the Olympic Games bring joy to millions of spectators, for people like Nicolette, the rare moments of happiness she enjoys are coupled with an uncertain future for her and her daughter. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ross Cullen in Paris.